The Recording Industry Association of America announced today that starting tomorrow, it may be looking into what's on your computer's hard drive if you use one of the so-called peer-to-peer file trading programs. If the trade group finds what it deems a substantial amount of copyrighted music there, it may file suit against you. The RIAA says it expects to file hundreds of lawsuits in the next few months. NPR's Rick Carr has been following the story, and he joins us now from our New York bureau. Rick, the recording industry has been threatening to do this for many years now. Why take this step at this point?
Well, there are a couple of things. First of all, there have been some developments in the courts. A federal court in California ruled a few weeks back that the record industry's old strategy of suing the companies that create this peer-to-peer technology doesn't work. The technology itself has legal uses, therefore they have to go after individual users. Secondly, another federal court ruled that the record companies have the right to find out who you are, to ask your internet service provider, who is this person who's doing this? It's kind of part of a carrot-stick approach here. I think the other part of the equation is that the recording industry is getting ready to roll out more and more legitimate music online, based largely on the model that Apple Computer has been really successful with over the past few weeks. So the idea is use the carrot to lure people to the legitimate services and use the stick to get them away from the peer-to-peer systems.
So how does the industry expect to go about this? How do they plan to wield that stick?
Well, they can go online the same as anyone else can. They can log into a peer-to-peer program, and like anyone else who uses one of those, they can find out a piece of information about you that's your numerical computer address. Computer people call it the IP address. The law then allows them to take that IP address to internet service providers and say, who was it who had this IP address at this time? And then if they determine, as they say, this substantial amount of music is on your hard drive, pretty soon you can expect a process server to show up at your door.
Yikes. Is it legal for the RIAA to actually be snooping around people's personal computers?
Well, the courts haven't actually ruled on that, but it seems to be based on the fact that somebody from the RIAA can use the peer-to-peer services the same as you and I can. The difference is that they do have the legal right to take that IP address and go to the internet service provider and say, who is this? So it seems to be that they can.
So what kind of penalties might someone face if they're caught and then convicted in court?
The copyright law right now specifies penalties of $750 to $150,000 per song. Now, we have no idea how many songs the threshold is going to be, but if you're a typical user, you might have hundreds of songs, so it could be millions of dollars. But the RIAA typically settles out of court $15,000 to $20,000.
And does the industry actually expect to eradicate unauthorized trading by doing this, or is this a scare tactic?
I think it's a bit of both. I spoke to an analyst just a few minutes ago who said that the file trading is going to continue. What people are going to do is they're going to burn songs onto CDs and use what he called sneaker net. They're going to put on their sneakers and run over to their friend's house with the CD that they made. But that's more like the old days when we made cassette tapes and gave them to our friends. And so it's more manageable from the label's standpoint.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
You're quite welcome, Michelle.
NPR's Rick Carr.